Time now for Food for Thought here on KNKX, and it's sweet, savory, salty, and spicy. It's the top-selling chili oil in China and gaining a devoted following here in the States. 88.5's Dick Stein loves the homemade version he mixed up. He tells KNKX food commentator Nancy Leeson that she absolutely must try it.
Nancy, you have absolutely got to try chili crisp. Have you ever heard of chili crisp?
No, Stein. Is it a breakfast cereal?
No, it's a kind of a chili oil. It's sweet, it's savory, it's salty, it's hot, naturally, and it's crispy. It's the most wonderful crunch in it. It's just great on all fronts, on flavor, texture. I like this even better than XO sauce. The most popular commercial variety is Lao Gan Ma, but I found Sola El Weili's recipe for chili crisp, tried it, and it worked great.
Okay, Stein, what's in it?
A lot of stuff. It's got star anise, black pepper, sugar, MSG, yes, MSG, get over it, ground Sichuan pepper, salt, cumin, cardamom, ginger, dried mushroom powder. You could use shiitakes or porcinis. Just grind them up in your spice grinder. Set all those aside in a heat-proof bowl. Slice up a bunch of shallots and start them in cold oil. Bring the temperature up until they turn golden and dip them out of there onto some paper towels and continue to darken. Then take that same oil and put in a bunch of sliced garlic. Let that crisp up too. Take that out. Now you have flavored oil. You raise to 350 degrees. Pour that over the spice mixture and let it steep for a half an hour. Then mix in your fried garlic, your fried shallots, and a whole bunch of chopped up peanuts. That's the crispy in chili crisp, and it is so good.
Oh, that just sounds absolutely wonderful.
But it tastes even more wonderful.
You know, Stein, people often think about chili sauces as being this kind of thing where, you know, you're sort of daring somebody to eat a hot sauce. But this doesn't sound like that. This sounds like something that just has so much different type of savory flavors in it.
It does.
That, you know, I'll bet you could eat it off a spoon. I would.
Oh, I have eaten it off of a spoon. I absolutely have. Oh, I didn't even mention the chilies. It uses three kinds of chilies. And the virtue of this is you can use the hotter chilies if you prefer something really screaming hot. Whaley calls for arbol, japones, and Kashmiri red chilies. I like things a little bit more moderate, so I use some milder dried chilies. Cascabel, New Mexico dried chilies, which are both quite mild, and for a little bit more heat, some puyas and a few pinches of Aleppo pepper. And it is absolutely delicious and, of course, even better the next day. According to El Whaley's recipe, it'll keep at room temperature for 3 months. I'm too chicken to do that. DeGroot just raised an eyebrow, so I've got it in the fridge. But take it out and let it warm up to room temp before you try it. It is good on anything. I've had it on wontons. I've had it on some lion's head meatballs I made recently. She says it's good on oatmeal. You know, I don't think there's anything it wouldn't be good on. And straight out of the jar, off a spoon. You got to try it, Nance.
You know, I've been making my own chili oil for a very long time, a very simple recipe from Barbara Tropp's China Moon Cookbook that just calls for peanut oil, salted black beans, chili flakes, garlic, and ginger. And you just heat the oil with the stuff in it. But this sounds like a wonderful accompaniment to so many things that we make. Just think about how that would make plain noodles.
That's just where it comes from. The lady that invented this stuff had a noodle shop, and this was the chili sauce that she tossed her noodles in. But after a while, the sauce became more popular than the noodles, so she started bottling it. And now it is the top-selling chili sauce in China. I'm going to have a link to this recipe on the Food for Thought post at knkx.org. If you're the kind of person who likes to make something with a million ingredients in it, this is for you. And if you're not and you'd rather just buy it, the brand name is Lao Gan Ma Chili Crisp. With KNKX food talker, Nancy.
It's never too hot for me.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
Never too hot? We'll see about that.
Stein.